There's a beautiful piece from Darish Mordechai, Rav Mordechai Druck. I need to thank my dear friend from California, Nachum Wisnicki, for pointing it out to me and sending it over. So I want to share with you this beautiful idea based on a Medrash that's well known and a Rebbeinu B'chai that's not as well known. The Medrash comments on the pasuk describing Barad, how when Moshe told Paro he's going to stop, Yifros cup of El Hashem, and Moshe spread his hands up to Shemayim. V'yachtelu akolos v'arbard v'matar lo nitach artsa, and everything just stopped suddenly midair, and the barar, the matar, the rain, the hail didn't fall to the ground, didn't break anything. And Shmos Rabba comments, what it means is that the hail and the ice and the fire remained hanging there in Shemayim, suspended in air. And when did it finally come down? Says the Medrash in the times of Yeshua, based on the pasuk, it says, "Vashem hishlich alem avanim gedolos min hashemayim." Hakadosh Baruch Hu threw down large rocks, baradu matar. Those were the same rocks that were suspended from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, where he had a sudden stop to Makas Bar. And Rabbeinu Bechai adds on top of this: not only did the barad stop and the matar stop, but the kolos as well. The pasuk says, "Vayachtu la kolos." The sound, the thunder, the noise also stopped. It was suspended in the air. And when did it come down? Says Rabbeinu Bechai, during the times of Elisha. Says Vashem Mishmiya El Machane. There's a sound that came out. Hakadosh Baruch Hu produced the sound. Aram Kol Recha V'Kol Sus Chel Gadol. That's a reference to the sounds, the thunder that had been suspended during the times of Moshe in Mitzrayim. So Rav Druck asks a very basic question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yotzer Kol Yitzurim, He creates everything, Zbarei Kol HaOlamim, He creates all the worlds. U'Bichol Yom Hu Mechadish B'Tuva Yitziros Chadash, and every single day He creates new things. Our very existence is new, every single second it's new. V'Af Malachim Hu Barei V'Yotzer B'Chol Yom La'Lafim, every single day He creates thousands upon thousands of new Malachim. I raise a plea of tamia. It's a tremendous wonder. Lama hayat sarach lignos as abarad shiyar b'mitzrayim. Why do you have to save on, store those balls of hail? The barad, the matar, the kolos, the avonim gedolim. What was the need for that up until times of Yeshua? So he could throw them down on the amarim, on the enemies. Couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu create something new? Could HaKadosh Baruch Hu create new barad, new avanim gedolim? Why did He leave them suspended in midair? So Druck explains, V'yesh lomer she'abarad shayah b'mitzrayim chaviv hayah l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That barad wasn't just regular hail. It was something very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's heart. Ki hu notzer mikoach hanachos hacharishios shel b'nei Yisrael. It was a barad that had been produced from the exhaustion, the sigh, the silent yelling, the pain of Bnei Israel. U'b'chalecha miptisei ba'barad, each particle of barad, hayusfugos, was absorbed from the dimosein shel ish v'isha tinok v'tinekos mibnei Israel, had all the tears of the men, women, children absorbed within them. Hasov lam v'nanokim b'shibun mitzrayim, that were taking the pain, the slavery of Mitzrayim, v'yanchu b'nei Yisrael, v'yitzaku b'nei Yisrael, and they were exhausted. They were letting out these sighs, and they screamed out to Hashem. And kol anocha v'anocha, each time they let out an anocha, also shemayim v'biku arakam, it pierced through the shemayim. Midmosen haroschos, their boiling tears. Nasisa eish. It created a fire within these balls of hail, these balls of ice. A yitzira kazu chaviva l'kadosh baruch hu. This type of creation was very dear to Hashem. V'yesh lo zechus v'koach gadol linkom b'rishi ha'goyim, had the ability. It was zoche to become the tool to destroy and to take revenge on the enemies. It was a nes b'toch nes, a miracle within another miracle, water and fire mixed together, that of course, normally don't get along with each other, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu made them at peace in these creations of the Bara. The Dimos, the tears of water, and the Nachos of blood and fire were all mixed together to take revenge. And this is so dear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to store them, hide them, and save them for the times of Yeshua and the times of Mashiach. The kolos as well, the sound, the thunder. This too, the thunder was created from all the screaming from Am Yisrael. And for this reason it was so dear. It was so dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to save it. And he goes on to explain, based on the Maisa of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, when they're both taken out to be killed, they're having a fight. Who's the one who's going to be killed first? An interesting back and forth. And there's a base in the Zohar that the screaming of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, the crying over his dear friend, his dear chaver, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that was killed first, those tears, Shebechia zulo nistalik mikisa me'achad she'yasa kadosh baruch hu nikamos b'shar ha'am. That scream, that cry, those tears are remaining in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Kisei HaKavod until they're used to take revenge on the enemies. So the sound of Rabbi Shmuel screaming and crying is reminded to us that all the pains that we are experiencing in this long, terrible darkness, this gullus, we should be reminded that they go up to Shemayim, and then there will be a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to use these tears, use these screams, the pains, and put it together as part of the Barad, as part of the Kolos, and take revenge on all of our enemies with the Gula Shemi Amitas Mihevi Amenu. Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos.